You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, Yosemite National Park spokesperson and ranger Scott Gadiman. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Scott, the admission fee to go into Yosemite National Park is going to be waived this Sunday. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you do.
What is the admission fee normally per vehicle?
The admission fee is $35 per vehicle for a passenger vehicle, which is good for 7 days. But folks come on Sunday and take advantage of our free day, then their admission will be good for the day.
1 day only. What is the occasion?
August 25th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed what we call the Organic Act that created the National Park Service. So it's a tradition for us that August 25th is what we call Founders Day, and it's the day the National Park Service was created. And one of the ways we celebrate it across the country is to offer free admission to not only here in Yosemite, but over the 400 national parks and national monuments across the country.
Is there any smoke from distant or nearby fires to contend with?
Well, your listeners should know that I'm knocking on wood right now that it's been an extremely quiet fire season and wonderful. The sky has been blue. It's been absolutely beautiful. There have been some small fires, as folks know, at Mariposa County and Tuolumne County and around, but no significant fires and no residual smoke. So here we are into the end of August, and don't want to speak too soon, but it's all good on the fire and smoke front.
And we did have a very wet winter. How full are the falls?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because there's still quite a bit of water. Bridalveil Fall is going well. Yosemite Falls is definitely dwindling. In fact, I just looked at it yesterday and I thought, wow, it's getting kind of low. But then also I said to myself, well, but it's also near the end of August. So on a quote-unquote dry year, or some of the drought years that we've had, it would be completely dry at this time. But Yosemite Falls is going, Bridalveil Fall, Vernal Fall, Nevada Fall are great. So for late August, for visitors coming up here and some of our local folks to be able to see some really good waterfalls in late August is a definite treat.
Are there any portions of Yosemite National Park currently closed this weekend?
We are doing some work along Tioga Road, and there are some delays, but I was just up there 2 or 3 days ago, and I was never stopped for more than 5 minutes. But I would just tell folks that if you're looking for something different or some real beauty and want to escape some of the warm weather, that I understand we're going to be getting more warm weather in the next few days, Tuolumne Meadows is absolutely beautiful.
I almost cringe to say that a normal year is an unusual year. No government shutdowns, no fires.
No, it's all good. In fact, I'm always busy, but I like the fact when I'm busy doing fun things and not the literal and proverbial putting out the fires. No, everything is good. We're having a good year, and it's beautiful, and wildlife is out, and people are hiking on the trails, and we're really enjoying a good year here in Yosemite National Park.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Mark.